Okay, so first of all, for those people who aren't familiar with the ethics of international engagement and service learning project, can you describe it?
Sure, absolutely. The Ethics of International Engagement and Service Learning Project, or EASL, as we so lovingly call it, was brought into being out of a concern on campus in both faculty and student bodies, as well as staff, about the way that UBC students, staff, and faculty pursue international teaching, learning, and working opportunities. And what's most important to us at EASL is that we create some awareness around what it means to engage with vulnerable populations in an ethical manner. So making sure that when your experience or when your group, your project, goes into another place, into another culture, and into another region, that you're engaging with those people in a respectful manner and in a manner that doesn't cause unintentional harm, and that leaves them with a heightened capacity to solve their own problems.
Okay, so can you explain why there's a need for this type of project? What kind of problems was UBC encountering previously or is still encountering when they engage people internationally?
A lot of times students and or faculty and staff will go abroad, perhaps practice clinical skills without appropriate training or supervision.
There are a number of cases of students coming back and of faculty sort of re-examining earlier projects that they had done when they were less experienced researchers or teachers or investigators, where they were expecting that they would just come into a place and as a northern North American student or professor or staff, what have you, would come into a region and with all of our wonderful technological know-how solve all of the problems with where they were going. And that's entirely not the case. And that's not what international community members and community partners want. So there are a lot of cases where when people revisit their memories of the project they've done, that they really think that, wow, you know, all these projects I was in did cause harm because I didn't look at the local needs as the local people see them. I only looked at what I thought the problem was and what I thought the solutions were. And I think that a really great example of it is, this is not in affiliation with UBC, but it's just a classic example of how funding agencies or educational or development institutions really look at what they think are problems, what they think are solutions. There were a lot of cases where wells were dug for people in arid climates and in places where there isn't readily available surface water. And the long-handled pumps were installed, which is fantastic when the handles work. But quite often the handles don't stand up to heavy usage. And if there's one well in the middle of a village, it's used all the time. Then, you know, a year in or 2 years in, the handle breaks and there's no way for these people to access their water because they don't have the equipment or the means to fix their handle of their pump, and then their well is capped, so they have no water. So things like that, not looking at long-term solutions and rather just coming in for the short term to be there, do a quick fix, and go and pat yourself on the back. So a lot of people have been acknowledging that that does happen, and it will continue to happen until we really consider how to go about solving problems in an international setting.